Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, you didn't get to hear it because I was doing it on headphones this time.
Right, right.
But it was with Louisa Ribull, and she is an astrophysicist over at Caltech, and I met her through that Universe Unplugged. She studies stars.
Fun.
And universeunplugged.org has that interview with her and another astrophysicist.
Yes.
Who studied big stars. And then there's two other episodes where I studied exoplanets.
And so does Louisa study little stars?
She studies young stars.
Okay.
Yeah, the smaller stars. She's fascinated about stars with attitude. And and I asked all of the simple questions. Millennial stars. She said our star is middle-aged.
Okay.
Plug it along.
Yep.
I did not know the difference. I had to ask many questions. It's a fun drinking game. The difference between the solar system and the Milky Way.
Okay.
And one is a solar system. One is a galaxy.
Yes.
And then I did not know. Okay. I could not remember. Like, what?
Right, right.
It's one of those things.
You knew, but you didn't remember.
You have to be reminded with some of these stuff.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not living in it every day, and you're not.
I'm not. Oh, my God, I'm not. I think I started the episode with the story about Judy Adler asking her about gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And
what'd she say about gravity? I've always been fascinated by gravity.
She did not get into it. Like Varojan,
yeah.
Who was a producer of The Universe Unplugged,
yep.
He is also an astrophysicist. He at lunch with us.
Yeah.
Got into gravity, and we were like, what? It was fascinating. But she sort of glossed over it. She was like, because it was a difference between magnetism and gravity. And she was explaining magnetism to me.
Right.
And then it went into stars and it went into space. And I got to learn what another thing I forgot what it was a gyroscope. Because I guess the Kepler spaceship. Mm-hmm. Which was the thing that was pointed at all of these young stars so that it would take note of tiny blips in the sun flares in the hopes of finding a new planet.
Mm-hmm.
It takes three gyroscopes to run a spaceship.
Yes.
One of them crapped out.
Oh, right. Right.
And
I remember
so
that.
Engineering and math people got their game on, and they compensated it by using the solar wind.
Oh, interesting.
Two gyroscopes
really?
And the solar wind, sort of like a rocking chair, she said.
Interesting.
Like a pendulum. It became standardized so that it could be worked into the equation, so it lasted more time. And then because of that, it could only be pointed in one direction, so she got to look at a bunch of big stars. And she said, before it was decommissioned, she has data for decades.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. She's pretty psyched about that. And she had, she told me about a fight about Pluto that she went to some sort of a seminar or something like that.
Right. Is it a planet or is it not a planet?
Right. But she went to a seminar where people were talking about regretting saying it wasn't a planet in Prague. And there was a big fight. And at
like
one
fisticuffs?
Point, since she said that they're a stoic people, astronomers.
So no fisticuffs.
No fisticuffs. At one point, somebody yelled, if it was good enough for Kepler, it should be good enough for you. Which I thought was a great line. And I got to hear the history of the how they named the Big Bang, that it was derogatory initially.
Mm.
And she was like, and it is kind of lame. And she said, I liked it when Calvin and Hobbes called it the horrendous space kablooey. For a couple of years in papers, people were calling it the horrendous space kablooey. And I was like, could we please call it the horrendous space kablooey? Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And then she talked about a specific woman named Jocelyn Bell.
Hmm.
Who is a current astrophysicist. She discovered pulsars.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And the credit went to her advisor, much to the rage of Jocelyn Bell.
Right.
And all...
But everything is being fixed via one podcast at a time.
One podcast at a time. But she ran one of the smaller seminars after the big kerfluffle about Pluto at that Prague thing. And so Louisa was talking about how she learned how to wrangle cats.
Oh, yes.
So it was
important in every industry.
In every industry. That's right. And but it's a great episode. Super fun.
Sounds great.
And everyone should listen to it.